John. It's Saria Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, good. I was trying to get a hold of you.
Is my phone, when you call, does it ring at all? Or was it not ringing?
I got your voicemail. I left a voicemail. And then I called back again, and same thing. So I said, well, I better just email her.
Yeah, it's having trouble with incoming calls.
Problem still? Okay.
Yeah.
I hate these loans. I mean, you guys, it's ridiculous how hardcore they get about this stuff. I mean, you act like I have no rights on anything. I hate these. So
contracts.
That's just my frustration talking. It's ridiculous. It's not right. It's so one-sided. It's out of control. Okay, publicly, can you go open the contract with me?
Yeah, I have it open.
Okay, go to 10.7. 10.7.
Okay. Publicity. You and
Ethan. I mean, I don't want any of their client. I don't want them knowing I'm their client or advertising marketing. So how do we
get around that?
Accept that? Yeah.
Yeah. Authorize us to use your, that's interesting, and listing of a client.
That's stupid.
Yeah. The only time I ever see, just to speak from being in this industry, is that sometimes they'll send partners emails and they'll say, hey, we just funded this, you know, business for this amount, you know, come sign with us. Like, just the use it kind of inter-networking,
okay,
sort of. And that's what, I can't imagine anything beyond that in that circumstance. But sometimes we get emails like, look, we just funded a, you know, $2 million business, and that, like, come fund with us, you know. And so I don't think it's anything further than that.
I'm not going to fit in that category. Okay, all right, go to 10.8.
Okay.
On credit reports, basically saying you can pull a credit report on me or sign principles with me or my wife at any time, and I don't agree with that. The loans I usually have done before, it's not necessary. They want to do it in the beginning. That's just stupid.
And again, the only time I know they've ever, again, and I wish they were open so I could follow up with them directly on these things, but I know that the only time we ever look at someone's credit out of a new loan application is that if they're defaulting on something.
Right.
So if there's an issue, if they're not paying, then they want to investigate what's going on as to why they're not paying. I believe this would only be if the obligation of the agreement is not working out. I don't believe it would be just for no reason.
I know that's your word, and I understand. I mean, but it's still writing. So if I
sign,
I mean, I'm agreeing to it, which I don't really.
Yeah, and I can even what I can do, since I mean, essentially, they're not, like I said, they're gone for the day.
Know,
but I can go ahead and send an email with whatever concerns and just and get their response, at least, so that I can give you a little more, you know, understanding as to, you know, how realistic this really would be. I mean, I don't see them pulling your credit for any reason, to be honest.
I have nothing to hide. That's not my issue. I just don't want them going in and out if they want it. Every time you pull a credit, it hurts your score
right,
and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It just makes things look bad, period. Okay, who goes into it? So I'm just not a fan of that. Okay, let's go to number 12. It talks about rights of a form, further assurances. It says if you fail to carry insurance, I don't see anything in here that I need to carry insurance. I have every insurance I need for our company. But I don't know what they're talking about in here, because nothing in here that requires me to carry some kind of insurance.
Yeah,
insurance,
and
that is.
And I have a feeling this more applies to the equipment loans, and it might just be something that doesn't really apply in the situation. Let me just read it real quickly. Really. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm reading while you're reading.
Okay, I thought it clicked off. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, I don't feel like this applies here, because I think this is more having to do with like an equipment deal, it sounds to me. Because usually when we document insurance or equipment deals, they need to have insurance on the equipment. But on something like this, it's not insured. It's working capital. It's money. So it's not really applicable in this situation. But again, I can just kind of still send an email with those couple bullet points. I'm just writing them down, 10.7.
Yeah, I'm going to get this all signed up, but I just want to talk to you about it. That's all.
Sure.
Is there any other charges or fees? Or you said there's no origination costs in here?
No origination costs. Basically, on the front page, too, so you see We were able to get the origination fee waived. It is normally 2%, but we got that waived. And then
zero, okay.
Yep. And then basically we would just have to pay off the Windset loan, which I did just get an updated payoff on. So that one has a balance of it's under 17K. It's 16 something. So that you'll just net the difference of paying that loan off.
Right. Which is great, which I want anyway. So that's why.
Yeah.
This
is a good program. It's definitely a better program, and it has really good renewal opportunities later, and weekly payments, which is something people always want. So
they seem to be really hardcore about the arbitration. You give up every single right of every little thing that you can even think of, any kind of claims, and all go through Utah and all that crazy stuff, which is all about 18, which I don't.
I know.
I get it, but it's not. I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, I understand. And sometimes these things contractually seem a lot more, intense or than they, because a lot of times in just dealing with these and what happens in situations where things don't go right, it's never anything as extreme. It's always, hey, we reach out to him, he missed a payment. They always kind of come back to us and we talk with the customer. It's never as intense as some of this kind of alludes to. I think it's just thorough, covering everything legally in case something goes awry,
Right, true. Okay, let's see. I think the last thing, and very, very important to me, is so first part of the signature page, it's point number 22.
Okay.
I don't know what, just basically giving them the right to contact us, me or the wife or whatever phone number we use. I want to opt out of that. So it talks about, under C, rights opt out, says you and each signing principal are not required to agree section 22A and 22B, which I do not want to.
Okay.
In order to obtain the loan documents agreement, if you or signing principals wishes to opt out section 22A and 22B, or if any signing principal wants to change how we contact you, including respect to any telephone number that we may use, they want us to call a certain number or write Marlin Business Bank. Can't you just do that, or can I just write something in the contract and say, I want to opt out, I do not agree with this in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I would think
or
that
what?
If you want to write something, that would be fine. But I think probably the best thing to do would be probably after you sign, just to go ahead and call that number so that you do opt out.
I don't mind
that.
If you call me, but I don't want anybody else call me. No one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The telemarketers, the people they sell the phone numbers to, My mobile is private, and lately I've been getting a bunch of calls that are sold and all this kind of stuff. I'm going, well, how'd you get this number?
Right.
Because it's a private. So I just, plus they don't need to call my office and talk to my staff. And I said,
no.
You know what I do and don't do. It's none of their business.
Yeah. And no, that makes sense. And I'll make sure I put in there when I submit that
he. That's massive vital. Because if they know that, that's a deal breaker for me. But it obviously tells me I can't opt out, but it's going to force my hand to call or write. And I was just hoping you could help me build that bridge somehow.
Yeah, definitely.
Opting out.
I wish I could call it because I want to see if it would be better if you wrote something on the document or if it's better for, us to just include it. But I'm thinking it would be better if maybe you just put, right where it is, just put, yes, I would like to opt out, and, just sign there on there. And then that way I can say to them, hey, look, he made a note there, and, we want to be able to opt out there. Just that way it's
I mean, there's one little space at the end of that paragraph. You want me right there?
You see, right in box 22, I would just put put at the end, yes, I would like to opt out, and just you and your wife initial it, and then that way I can at least reference something when I contact them about it. And again, even since with working with them on how we do our renewals, since mm-hmm. my job is to call current customers, I've talked to them hey, do you guys reach out? When we do a grow loan agreement, they say no, we actually don't. It's up to you guys to reach out. So I think again, this is something where I don't imagine them.
I know, but I don't even want to take a chance on this one.
Totally, no,
it's too important. Okay,
I understand. All right, yeah.
So let me finalize this, and then I'll get it sent to you. I have to still do the P&L, but I put a call into one of our people. I'm just waiting for her to call me back.
Okay, cool.
But I'm sorry, I'll get all this right away. Which do you want me to send the whole? Scan the whole contract, or just the signature page and the initial page, or what?
If you could scan it all, that would be great. If you can't,
I can. I'm in my office, so I can.
Okay, Perfect.
All right, let me work on it and I'll get you. Stay there. Don't forget to get all this to you.
I'm here. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you shortly.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.